The Australian seafood industry is worth $3 billion and it's forecast to continue growing. But the industry's peak body is called a national crisis meeting in Perth today. Seafood Industry Australia says fishers are being excluded from water all around the country, and it's worried this summer's rock lobster stoush in Western Australia could see banks think twice about lending to seafood businesses. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
Despite healthy growth forecasts, the Australian seafood industry says it's facing a crisis of confidence. Jane Lovell, the Chief Executive of Seafood Industry Australia, says this summer's stoush between the WA government and rock lobster fishers is the latest in a long line of threats to the industry.
It was just really the straw that broke the camel's back. It's enough. We're being excluded or potentially excluded from water all around this country.
Sick of most of the state's prize rock lobster catch being exported to China, the WA government hatched a plan it said would return more crayfish at cheaper prices to local consumers and tourists. But it involved the government creating more lobster licences that it would control, which saw the WA Fisheries Minister, Dave Kelly, receive death threats. With the WA opposition and enough crossbenchers now opposed, the plan would be blocked in Parliament. But Jane Lovell says just the floating of the proposal has had a ripple effect around Australia.
It affects banks and they look at the seafood industry and say, is this a good place to be lending money to? It affects our ability to attract new entrants. People look at the industry and say, gosh, you know, is a career in seafood really that good if these changes can happen and I can be pushed out of water so easily?
Matt Taylor is the Chief Executive of the Western Rock Lobster Council. The council had promised to offer the WA government an alternative to its rock lobster plan that would boost local access to cheaper crayfish, but he says it wasn't given enough time.
This minister has come out with a policy that has really shocked our industry. It's destroyed confidence, it's destroyed trust, it's destroyed the relationship between our industry and government. And we have not avoided an alternative just because we're simply wanting to bide time. We genuinely did want to come up with an alternative, but it's very complex.
The WA Premier, Mark McGowan, recently said rock lobster isn't his government's number one issue. But his Fisheries Minister, Dave Kelly, a powerful left faction figure in WA politics, is determined to press on. In a statement, he said the WA government is committed to making more crayfish available for West Australians and wants to work with the industry to achieve its goal.
Eliza Borello reporting.